Right, what I've done. Podcast. I've downloaded this thing. I don't even know how it works. So this is like an instrumental, a tutorial. You'll know why I said instrumental in a sec. Where's the speaker on this phone? God, I was trying to run an old fart. Right, you ready? You hear that? Podcast. Podcast. Podcast email. Podcast stop. Oh, and that's the advert that comes on the. There you go. That was the advert that comes on the app. So that was. I felt a bit more professional than the last one, which was just me tapping on the table or click. What was I doing? Clicking my fingers or clapping my hands. So you'll all be. You'll like that because I know you'll like your fucking mugs. What was I going to talk about? I remembered it was going to be something that you'd all like to hear about or relate to. But I can't actually remember what it was. And by the nature of these things, I can't stop recording. So what I'm going to do is squirm instead. I'm going to sit and think hard. And the harder I think, because my mind has already gone down one of those alleys... Because your brain and your neural pathways work by like association, don't they? So I always imagine it like a maze. When you're trying to think of something, it's like a maze. And you walk into the maze with some idea of where you're thinking, you know, where you're going to go. There's something in the middle of the maze, but you don't really know what it is. Now, often when you think about things, it's just a straight line down the middle because you can see what it is, because you know what it is you're looking for, and you get there. Sometimes you... walking up to the entrance of the maze, you have a vague recollection of what it is, and then by the time you get to the entrance, you've seen a flashing light, or you've been distracted by a beautiful flower, and you get to the entrance of the maze, and all of a sudden it's full of minotaurs, twists and turns, and labyrinthine corridors, and you end up getting completely fucking lost. And not getting to the middle for the intended prize. But let's take this analogy a little further and say that actually there are often treasures to be found elsewhere other than the centre of the Minotaur addled brain shit. But I can't think of any. I just like talking about minotaurs and brain shit. And I'm Theseus, aren't I, in this particular allegory. Did Theseus, has he got anything to do with thesauruses? Do you think? It starts the same, doesn't it? And he's Greek. Is thesaurus a Greek word? Saurus. Latin, dinosaur. The dinosaur, thesaurus. Wow, would you believe that? In fact, saurus is sauropod, isn't it? No, dinosaurs. Whatever, I'll just leave it at that. Because I've only got 50 seconds left. So we've established that thesauruses are are something to do with the dinosaur. I think we'll have to follow up on that because I think that has actually opened up more questions than answers. We've established that the way the brain works is very much like a maze in many instances. And I speak of all of us when I say that, not just me. I did a new, brand new, brand spanking new intro tune, which like all of the other ones will have changed if I do another one. So I might go and have an apple, a cup of tea. Got to go and pick the boy up in 18 minutes. And I've kind of hit 5 minutes on the mark there without even paying any attention to the time. Thank you for listening. Sleep well, and don't crash your car if you drive, or your bike if you cycle. Or don't crash your car into a bike, or don't crash your bike into a car. There's a squirrel outside the window. He's on the twisted hazel. I don't know, he's looking for the nuts, and whatever they are on the twisted hazel. Anyway, I've done 5 minutes 20 now, against the trade descriptions. Peace and love, people. Peace.